All right, Shavuot, say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do today. Today's daf is Mem Hey. We are picking up on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And we are picking up with Amar Rav Chisda. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Like I said, a lot to do. So I'll say, remember again, we're dealing with a little bit of some beautiful Gemaras. About we ended off with the Talmud Chacham Roa Treifa Liatzmo. Amar Rav Chisda, Ezus Sonim Atanotziach, yeah? So says Rav Chisda, who is the kind of person who despises gifts and will therefore live? So also remember again, he's quoting over here the Pasuk from Mishlei. Shlomo Melech says, 13 lines up from the bottom, 44b. Mem Dalet Amud Beis. So we'll say, so Rav Chisda, remember, Shlomo Melech says, Sonim Atanotziach, yeah? He who despises gifts will live a long life. I was like, what does that mean? Everyone likes gifts. So the idea is gifts are nice, except more often than not, gifts come with strings attached. And therefore, again, Shlomo Melech says that the best way to live is unencumbered. Right? The best way to live is untethered to another person. I don't owe you anything. When you get a gift, like it or not, there's a feeling ultimately, again, of beholdenness. Therefore, again, says Rav Chisda, what does it mean? Sonim Matanos Yechya? Zeharo Atreif Aliatzmo. So I say, so ultimately, again, Rav Chisda says, this is someone who, when it comes even to his own treifa, even though ultimately what, he can go ahead and potentially come up with a svara to permit it, but he doesn't do that. So we'll say, if he doesn't take things for himself, even though technically speaking he could find a way to entitle himself for it, he certainly won't come to take things from other people as well. So the Gemara goes right to Darshmar Zuchim Mishmeid Rav Chisda. Any person will say who learns, generally Kore means Chumash, Shona means Mishnah, Roa Treif Aliatzmo, which will say is the case of where a person has an animal which is questionable. And even though technically speaking, I could find a Svara to go ahead and be Matur to permit it, I take the high road and I say no, I'm not going to partake of it. V'shimish Tamidi Chachamim, and a person serves Tamidi Chacham. Rabbi will say again, this concept of Shimush Tamidi Chachamim is this idea that from our teachers, we often learn so much by just observing their conduct than just the Torah that they convey to us. So Shimush Tamidi Chachamim means I serve a Tamid Chacham, I'm around him, I help him, and so I see his behavior, and I see his attitudes and interactions. So we'll say about such a person, Allah Vakasav Omer, Yagia Kapacha Kitochal, Ashrecha V'tovlach. We'll say about such a person, it says that ultimately, again, Yagia Kapecha Kisochal, you will eat the efforts of your hands, right? Yagia Kapecha, right? The efforts of your labor, you shall consume V'tovlach, and it will be good for you. We'll say, take a look at Rashi, last Rashi on the daf, Yagia Kapecha Kisochal, Techeven Da'al Shalo Eino Chomet, Kol Shekin She'ino Chomet B'Shalacherim Lignov V'Ligzol. We'll say, since, again, even in my own stuff, I'm willing to forgo things which, technically speaking, I'm entitled to. Certainly, I will not go ahead and partake of that which belongs to others. Rav Zvid says, Zocha v'nochal shnei olamos. Such a person ultimately goes ahead and benefits from two worlds. Ha'olam hazeh va'olam haba. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'tov lecha ba'olam haba. So we'll say, so what we're describing over here is really an incredible personality of someone who is willing to go ahead and forego that which technically he may be entitled to, because he wants to adhere to a higher level. So he has this treifa animal. I could find this svara to be matirit. I'm choosing not to live like that. I'm choosing not to just straddle the line of mutter asr. I'm choosing to aim higher. The Gemara extols such a person because what begins as a behavior vis-a-vis my animal will ultimately spill over into other areas of my spiritual observance. Rabbi Elazar, Kev Meshadri Le Mibin Esiya, Midi Lo Shakal, V'chi Havu Mezamni Le Lo Azar. Boss Rabbi Elazar, whenever they would send him a gift from the house of the Nasi, he wouldn't accept it. And whenever they would invite him for a meal, he also wouldn't accept the invitation. Amar Le, Kaboy lo kaboy mar de ichi, and he would respond to the Nasi, don't you want me to live? After all, the Pasuk says, he who despises gifts will live. So Rabbi Elazar wouldn't accept the invitation, he wouldn't accept the gifts, because he felt if I don't accept the gifts, people who don't, clinical tests have shown, people who don't accept gifts live longer lives. Okay? At least says Shlomo HaMelech. Rabbi Zeira, ki meshatri devil shakar. Rabbi Zeira will say when the Nasi would send them a gift, he wouldn't accept it. But ki avim mezamnin le ezel. But Rabbi say when they would invite him to a meal, he would accept the invitation. Why? So Amar, top of Memhei, Amar isyakuri hu demisyakrubi. He says, because when the Nasi invites me for a meal, I'm not really getting any covet out of that. That they get the covet from. They get the covet by hosting me for a meal. So Rabbi Zeira felt he wouldn't accept the gift from them, but he felt that by accepting the invitation to the Suuda, that was not the acceptance of a matana for him, because he felt the real beneficiary of that Suuda was the Nasi, not Rabbi Zeira. Good. We'll say back to Chulin. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav, Nikva Kanfa Mitzarfin Meruba." So we'll say ultimately again, the halacha is if the trachea, right? If the trachea ultimately is perforated. So we'll say this is talking about a case over here where there are multiple holes in the trachea. So if there are multiple holes in the trachea, those holes are mitzarif. And I will say, we see if you put all those holes together, if the rove of the trachea is perforated, then halacha lemaisa, you have a trefa. Masi Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi Yemi is a kashal ubigulgoles sheish banekev echad aruch. We'll say in a skull. Again, we'll discuss the halachos of skulls, literally a cranium, right? In the skull of the animal, sheish banekev, if there's a hole in the skull, so right, even if it's one hole, echad aruch. Afilu yesh ba mekavim harbe, even if there are many smaller holes, mitstarfim limale mikdach. So what says, we're going to see the shear for a hole in a skull is the size of a hole that could be made with akdach, literally means like an awl or a drill bit, right? You know, so, but now I don't know if the drill bit is the right term for, drill bit, you know, it's what you would bang with the hammer. So we'll say, so that's the shear. So the Gemara says, mikdach mitstarfin. So we'll say, what do you see from here? Alma, kevan de shiuri malo mikdach, lemali mikdach mitstarfin. So we'll say, so we see therefore what? That halach lamai says, since when it comes to the skull, ultimately again, the shear is the mali mikdach, therefore the holes ultimately again are mitstarif to the mali mikdach. Hachinami, let's see the same thing over here by the trachea. Kevan de shiuri ki iser, lich iser mitstarfin. We'll say, as we're going to see the real shear for Isser, or the real shear for Trefa by the trachea, is an Isser, is the size of an Isser coin, right? Ultimately, again, so the Gemara says, so why don't you see over here that the perforations combine to form the shear of an Isser? Ishtamite hada amr Rabbi Chelbo. Amr Rabchan bar Gurya amr Rav. So we'll say he forgot the statement of Rabbi Chelbo, who said in Rabchan bar Gurya, said in Rav, Nikavim sheishban chisaron mitstarfin lecha iser v'she'in ba'in chisaron mitstarfin l'ruba. Oh, so we'll say what's interesting is as follows. Everything depends. See, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a trachea that is perforated in many different spots. And we're talking about now the ability for those perforations to combine to form the shear of deficiency. Rav says it depends on the nature of the perforations. The Rebbe say there are two different types of perforations which exist. There's a nikavim sheishban chisaron, which means what? The trachea is perforated and the piece of flesh that was sitting in the place of the perforation is missing. That piece of flesh is there. Versus shein b'chisar. Chisar shein b'chisar, which means what? The Rebbe say, so you can have, you know, if you poke a hole in something, the flap of skin could either be gone, or flesh could either be gone, or it's there, it's hanging, but it's there. Chad. So we'll say, I'm sorry?
Chad.
Chad?
A hanging Chad.
A hanging Chad. Florida. Oh, Florida boats, got it, great. A hanging Chad, got it. Okay, I have a one-track mind. I'm all in chulin from 5:45 to 6:45. So the Gemara says, "Fellas, good." So says the Gemara, "Amar Rav, and the kavim sheish ban chisar mitzarf from the cheiser, the she'in ban chisar mitzarf from the ruba." So both say. So what the Gemara makes is a very interesting distinction here between the nature of the perforation. If it's in the kavim sheish ban chisaron, which means ultimately, again, the perforation, the flap of skin is still there, then ultimately, again, they are mitztarif to a shear of an iser. If ultimately, I'm sorry, just the opposite. If the sin is not there, then it's starif to the shear of an iser. She'in bahen chisaron, if ultimately, again, the skin is there, then what? Then they're mitzarif in l'ruba. Amar Rav Arachan, Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi. Nitlay men ritzua, mitzarif es l'chisar. Both say there is a band or a strip of skin, of tissue, that goes along the length of the trachea. So we'll say if that band or that piece of skin is gone, nitla himena ritzua, mitztarefes lecha iser. That missing piece of flesh, I will say, although by itself, that missing band does not make the animal a trefa, but it is mitztaref to the, if there are other holes, it is mitztaref to the shear if there are other holes. Boy bin Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani mi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Nikva kanfa mahu. So we'll say Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani asked of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what happens if there is a hole in the trachea? So Amrale, so we'll say, Hari Amru, we'll say we are first wide line Mehmed Aleph, Nikavim Sheshban Chisar, Mistarfen Lechisar. So ultimately again, we'll say the truth is, Rashi, give you a more precise definition. Rashi says, Kanfa is the Gargeres, Saviv Lekefa, Nikavim Dakim Kinafa. We'll say, so the truth is, really, the kanfa, I'm translating as trachea, really what it refers to are the rings around the trachea. It's the rings. So we're saying essentially those rings are really treated like the trachea itself. But again, to be more precise in our definitions, it's the rings. So the Gemara says, Sahari Amru, Nikavim Sheshan Chisar Mitzarfan Lechisar. If ultimately, again, there are holes, Sheshba Chisar, where the flesh is missing, then they are Mitzarif to the shear of an Isser. But if there are no deficiencies, mitzarif in the ruba. Ultimately, the mitzarif to the shear of a rov. The Gemara says, you're right. What I'm asking is, ba'ofa mai. What happens in a case of a bird? That's in a case of like a cow, right? Or an behemoth. What about ofos? Am Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani, lidi di mifarshle minei drabi alazar, mikaflo umanicho apiakona. So I'll say what we do is as follows. If ultimately, again, there's a hole, so what we do is we take the flap and we bend it over the opening of the trachea. Im cholfes rav akana trefa. If ultimately, again, the flap will cover the majority, meaning the flap which represents the areas of deficiencies, will go ahead and cover the opening of the trachea, then it's a trefa. Ve'im lav chakshera. But if not, ultimately the animal will be kosher. Amar Papa, and Papa says the way to remember this is v'simamich nafya. The simon is, if there are enough preparations that it's like a sieve, ultimately, again, the animal will be a trefa. Nifchisa kidelas. They will say, what happens? That's actually an interesting case. A flap. What happens if, ultimately, again, there's a perforation, but it's like a door? So we'll say, a door means what? So the entire piece of flesh is there. It's just flapping. So what's the status of that? We'll say, ultimately, again, if it's large enough that the broad side of the Isser coin could enter it, then ultimately, again, it's a psul. Nistika. And we'll say, what happens in the case of Nistika? So we'll say, Nistika, Rashi says, it's in the second wide line of Rashi. Nistika, la'arka, vikila mikulus. So we'll say, this is ultimately, again, what if it tore, ultimately along its length. So Rashi says, vikila mikulu, deheicha de nifsak l'rachba beruba, mitoch sharei moshechas lemata v'atzar moshech lemala nitak v'holich legamrei v'lo hader chalim aval la'arka kol kama shatzavar nimshach astak soger v'holich hader chalim. So we'll say, so the shaila is, you know, a tear in the trachea along the width is considered to be much more severe. Along the length, the Rashi seems to feel has a better chance ultimately again of healing. So what's the status if ultimately again nistak? Even if there's only one ring left intact on top and one ring left intact on the bottom, ultimately, again, the animal will be kosher. What are you talking about? What chulya are you referring to? Rather, says the Gemara, you're right. What it means is, If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Haki, it's 2, 4, 6 lines down in the wide lines. Haki, Kedikam Rabbi Yochanan, Mashu Lamala, Mashu Lamata. So ultimately, again, as long as there is something left intact on the top, something left intact on the bottom, ultimately it's going to be good. Amruah Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, Mishmeid Rabbi Yonasan. So they said this over there, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonasan. Haki Amar Luhu, Yadin Chavrin Bavloi Leferushe Kihai Tama. So ultimately, again, so he said, do our Babylonian chaverim know how to interpret this Gemara like these interpretations? In other words, he was praising this interpretation. Tan Reb Chiya Bar Yosef Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. Kalat Tzavar Kula Kasha L'Shchita. So we'll say, so now we get into a little bit more, leaving for just a moment the halachos of Trefus, focusing a bit more on the halachos of Shchita. So we'll say, so Rabbi Yochanan says as follows, the entire neck is kasha for Shchita. So in other words, you can shecht an animal anywhere on its neck. So the Gemara says, okay, mitabas gedolos, but what's the range? So mitabas gedolos, we'll say, so tabas gedolos means the cartilage on the top of the trachea. So we'll say, so there's cartilage that surrounds the top of the trachea. So pretty much from that cartilage and down, you could go ahead and shech the animal. Ad kanfei harea tachtona. We'll say, this is very interesting. We know the trachea extends into the lungs. So in fact, interestingly enough, the trachea extends into, right, so the lobes of the lungs kind of surround the trachea. So it's interesting, what it sounds over here is as follows. Rabbi Yochanan says, you could begin, the upper part of the shechita could begin from the cartilage on top of the trachea, and it goes down at kanfei rea, until, kanfei rea literally means the wings of the lungs, because when you look at the lungs, it looks like wings, but it's the lobes of the lungs. Hatachtona, the bottom ones. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Nabosei. Now, if that's true, by the way, that would mean that what? That literally, again, Sibosei, the area where the trachea extends into the lungs is no longer in the neck of the animal. That's further down. So to say that it means that you could shecht all the way to the bottom of the lungs, we mean you have to shechting somewhere in the animal. So therefore, Rava comes along. Amar Rava Tachtona, Shehi Alyona. It means the bottom ones that are the upper ones, which Sibosei means that the Gemara is actually referring to when the animal is hanging upside down, like after you've shechted it and you're flaying it, so you could shecht ultimately again to the bottom of the lungs, which ultimately refers really to the top. So the idea being that you could shecht from the cartilage of the trachea all the way pretty much until the trachea begins to extend into the lungs. That's the shear for shechita. Shani Omer, kol sheposhet savara veroa. So we'll say, so the simple way to understand this is as follows. You can shecht anywhere on the neck of the animal, and the most extended neck of the animal. We'll say, when does the animal extend its neck most? When it's feeding, when it's grazing. So we'll say, so if you look at the animal, when its neck is most extended, that's the range for shechita. So which we'll say means, but you cannot manually further extend the neck of the animal. I guess if you pull, don't try this, but I guess if you pull the neck of a cow, you could pull it out even further. So the idea is shechita could occur wherever the animal naturally, or however far the animal naturally extends its neck, but not through you forcing it longer. So the Gemara says, what if the animal was ma'anis itself? In other words, what if the animal extended its neck? It pushed itself to extend its neck even further. Can you shecht in that extended area? Teku. Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi. Yosef Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Nafak Nosam Abinayu. Anas B'simanim B'shachat P'sula. We'll say, listen to this. What happens, actually a fascinating case. What happens if Halacha L'maisa, you go ahead and you force the Simanim up. So we'll say, you manipulate the Simanim in a way that simanim which are further down in the animal now are up in the neck area. So now there are simanim that are not really biologically, they don't belong there or anatomically belong there. You force them up and you shecht it on that area of the simen. Ultimately, is the shechita good? So the Gemara says, so Yosef Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Nachum Nosam Minayu Anas V'Simanim V'Shachat Psula. Bless you. So ultimately, again, it's possible. Nika V'Akana L'Mata Minachaze. We'll say, what happens if the trachea was perforated below the chest, nidon kireya. Then I will say, ultimately, again, the trachea below the chest cavity ultimately no longer has the status of trachea. Rather, what does it have the status of? Lungs. Which I will say is quite fascinating. What that tells us is, once the trachea extends into the lungs, the halachos of trephus no longer are governed by the laws of the trachea, but rather are governed by the laws of the lungs, which is very interesting. So we'll say same, I don't know, is the trachea an organ? Can I call that an organ? Good. So same organ, right, yet again, above the lungs has one status, and below the lungs, or in the lungs, has a different status. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Ezuhu Chaza. So we'll say, what's the chest of the animal? Zeharoas Akarka. This is the part of the animal which faces down. Zeharoas Akarka Lamata, Ad Hatsavar, Lamala Ad Hakeres. So ultimately, the Gemara says, the Chaza, right, the chest of the animal is the part of the animal that faces the ground. It goes lamata adatzavar, it extends up until the neck, and it goes down until the stomach. That's the chest area. It will say, when giving the portion to the Kohen, what do you give him? Choteich shteit salos mishteit defanos, eilech ve'eilech, v'zeh chazan nitan lekohanim. And I will say, when figuring out the Kohanic portion, essentially you cut off two ribs of meat from each side, and that's the portion, ultimately, again, the two ribs and the middle, that's the portion that goes to the Kohen. Nikov krov shamoach. So I'll say again, the next trefa is if the membrane of the brain was perforated. If the membrane of the brain was perforated, then ultimately, again, the animal is a trefa. Rav Shmuel d'Amri Tarbayhu. Karmo ilo. So Rav Shmuel both said this, referring to the upper membrane. Afa gav delo inkov tasa. So I'll say apparently there's a membrane on top of the brain and a membrane on the bottom of the brain. Rav and Shmuel say the animal becomes a trefa if the upper membrane is perforated, even if the lower membrane is intact. Others say no, that it only becomes a trefa when? If the bottom membrane is perforated as well. The way to remember this is that the membrane, Rabbi Osai, is really one membrane. Ultimately, again, it's like a pouch in which the brain sits. Therefore, in order for the animal to be a trefa, both the top and the bottom of the membrane have to be perforated. Amra Barachana, Amra Biochanan, Ben Levi, Kinegdo Bebeitzim Nikar. I will say, apparently, again, there is another similar case, is with the testicles of an animal as well, the Beitzim of an animal. Apparently, also sit in some type of membrane. The bottom membrane, I will say, is very thin, and therefore it looks like it's part of the testicle itself. The upper membrane is thicker and appears that ultimately, again, it's separate and distinct. Amar Reb Shem ben Pazi, Amar Reb Shem ben Shem bar Kafra. So we'll say, so the Gemara goes weiter. So first of all, we'll say, just the way, you should know, just the way we paskin, is that in order for an animal to be a trefa, both the top and bottom part of the membrane have to be perforated. So Reb Shem ben Lakish says, Reb Shem ben Pazi says as follows, Reb Shem bar Kafra, Moach, komash shebekdera, nidon kimoach. So this is actually very interesting. So now we'll say, for trefa purposes, what is considered to be the brain? So bar Kafra says, anything that's in the pot. We'll say kedera in this case means what? The cranium, right? Anything that's in the cranium is considered to be the brain. Nidon kimoach. Hischa limshoch, whatever extends out of the cranium, nidon kichot hashedra. We'll say, interesting enough, it's considered to be spinal cord. So mehechon mascha limashech, and ultimately, you know, we'll say, so from where, what point does kind of the brain end and the spinal cord begin? This is actually quite interesting. Kimin shnei. So we'll say, by the way, I just want to point out, just so you understand, what you'll say, who cares what's the brain, what's the spinal cord? So remember, again, it makes a very big difference for trefa purposes. The halacha by brain, by the moach, is even a mashu, nikav b'mashu, is a trefa. By the spinal cord, it has to be the rove is deficient, right? The rove is missing. So it's a big, it's an important nafkamina. So we'll say, so where essentially does the brain end? Kimin shnei pulin amud beis. Kimin shnei pulin yesh munachan al pi akedera. So we'll say there are like two beans. There are two beans that sit at the end of the brain. We'll say, these are the occipital lobes. Right, they look like two beans sitting at the edge of the cranium. That's the end of the brain and the beginning, ultimately, again, of the spinal cord. Yeshunachan al piyakadera minapulin v'lifnim kilifnim minapulin v'lachutz kilachutz. The Rebbe says whatever is inside of the occipital lobes is considered to be the brain, and whatever is on the outside is considered to be the spinal cord. Upulin atzman eniodea. But also, here's what's interesting. The lobes themselves, I don't know if they're treated like the brain or if they're treated like the spinal cord. So remember, again, Abosai, the Gemara is not asking an anatomical question. The Gemara is asking like a halachic question. Do they have the status of the brain? And therefore, again, even if there's a problem, b'mashuhu, it'll make it a trefa. Or is it like the spinal cord, and there's only going to be a problem if the problem manifests itself in rov? Okay? Umistabra kilifnim, but it appears to be clear that the occipital lobes are treated like the brain itself. Rabbi Yirmiyah badak ba'ofa, Rabbi Yirmiyah went ahead and checked in a bird, va'ashkach kimin shnei pulin, and he found these two beans, these two lobes, munachan al piyakadira. Now, Bosei, I will just point out that the Rishonim point out on this, Tosafot actually already points out on this, that this is a little bit difficult because birds don't have two lobes, right? Birds usually only have one lobe. I don't know, maybe he found some type of aberration, or maybe he didn't, maybe he thought he saw something that was two lobes but was really one. Okay, in any event, I will say for our purposes, halacha lemaisa, anything inside the cranium is the brain, outside the cranium is the spinal cord, the line of demarcation are the occipital lobes, and the lobes themselves are treated like the brain. For trefa purposes, nikev mashu, even a small hole in the brain will make it a trefa. For spinal cord, ultimately, again, it'll be a rove. Nikev halev lebeis chalala. So we'll say weiter. If the heart is perforated, we'll say beis chalala literally means in one of the ventricles. So ultimately, again, that will be a psul. That'll make it a trefa. So by Reb Zera, listen to this. Lebeis chalal katan or lebeis chalal gadol. Are we talking about the small ventricle or the large ventricle? So both say the small ventricle is the right ventricle. The large ventricle is the left ventricle. So when we speak about that there's a hole in the heart, in the ventricle of the animal, which ventricle are we referring to? Amalei Abaye. Mati Bai Lecha, what's the Shaila? Milo Tinan, did we not learn of Shimon Omer? Achit Hinokev, Lebeis HaSimponos. Remember again, we'll say by the lungs, so we mentioned this, and then we didn't go into great depth with this, that ultimately, again, the animal is kosher until ultimately the perforation goes in to the area, Beis HaSimponos. So we'll say Beis HaSimponos means the interior part of the lung where there is a concentration of the bronchi. Va'amarab Rabar Tachlif, Amarab Yermia Bar Abba, Amarab, Achit Hinokev, Le Simpon Gadol. Ultimately, again, until the perforation goes to the large bronchi. Hachi ashta hasam, lebeis simponos, katani, lehecha deshafchi simponos kulu, vahacha lebeis chalalo katani, mali chalal gadol, mali chalal katan. See what it says, so which the Gemara says, ultimately, again, over here, it says lebeis chalalo in our Mishnah. I will say, once it says lebeis chalalo, what does it matter if it's the large ventricle or the small ventricle? Meaning the halacha does not seem to make any distinction between that. A hole in any of either of the ventricles, ultimately, again, will go ahead and cause the animal to be a trefa. Kana halev, so we'll say, what about the kana halev? So we'll say, the kana halev is interesting. Rashi says, the Kaman Mefarsh will see what this is. But we'll say, what this is not is the aorta. This is not the aorta. We're going to discuss the aorta by itself. This, we'll say, is, well, we'll see what it is. So the Gemara is kana halev. What happens, we'll say, if the, literally, again, the kana means like the valve, right, of the heart. So we'll say, what happens if there's some type of perforation there? So Rav Amar Mashu. Rav says, even a mashu will be problematic. Shmuel Amar Berubo. Shmuel says that it's the rove. Only if the rove is deficient, ultimately, again, does the animal become a trefa. We'll say, first white line, memheir with aleph. Hey, miu kana halev. We'll say, what is the kana halev? What is that? So Amarav Bar Yitzchak Amarav Chelev Shal Gabi Defanos. This refers ultimately again to the fat that is on the Defanos. So the Gemara says, Defanos, what are you talking about? Defanos Agadaitchak Ella Shal Gabi Dofne Hareya. Ultimately, again, this refers to the fat that is on the sides of the lungs. So we'll say what's fascinating about this is as follows. At least in the behema, the way it works as follows is like this. The trachea, right, starts by the throat, extends down. You have the cartilage on top, extends down into the lungs. Inside the lungs themselves, when the trachea is there, the trachea is coated by a layer of fat. Right? That's what the Gemara is referring to ultimately, again, as this kana halev. Now the reason why it calls it kana halev, as you're going to see, is because another branch of that ultimately again extends towards the heart. There's going to be a branch off that extends into the heart. But ultimately again the trachea as it extends into the lungs is going to be coated by that fat. So the Gemara says, Elo shal gabe dofne areya. Amra Meimar, Mishvid Rav Nachman, Telasa Kana Haber. Rabbi say, here we go. There are really three tubes. At the time translating Kana, I don't know if there's a better word for Kana. Okay, three tubes that come down in front from the animal. Chad Parish Laliba, one extends towards the heart. V'chad Parish Lareya, one extends towards the lungs. V'chad Parish Lakavda, and one ultimately extends towards the liver. Dereya Kireya, Bose, the tube which extends towards the lungs has the status of the lungs. Dikavda Kikavda, the tube that extends towards the liver has the status of the liver. Deliba Pligi, Bose, the tube which extends into the heart is the subject ultimately again of some level of machlokes. So we'll say the novelty over here is what? That even though these tubes are ultimately, again, not part of the primary organ itself, because they feed the primary organ, they have the status of that organ. Which we'll say, for our purposes, means what? That whatever will make the primary organ a trefa will also make the supporting tube a trefa as well. Incredible, incredible idea. Mar Bar Chiya Masnei Pcha. So we'll say, Mar Bar Chiya said a little bit differently. He said, Dereya Kikavda. So ultimately, again, the tube, which, right, Dereya Kikavda, the tube which feeds the lung is like the liver, right? Tikavda Kireya, the tube that feeds the liver is like the lung, again, and we're going to discuss this. Deliba, the tube that feeds, ultimately, again, the heart, Pligi, ultimately is subject to Machloki. So we'll say, we will define what that means. Also, Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar L'Shmaita, D'Rav Kamei D'Shmuel. So Reb Chiya came along and he's Reb Chiya Bar Yosef, and he came and gave over this ruling of Shmuel before. This ruling of Rav before Shmuel. Amar Lei, he says, Ihachi Amar Abba. If Abba said this, we'll say Abba is a reference to Rav, Lo Yoda Betrefus Velo Klum. If actually Rav said this, we'll say, if Rav said this whole idea, that ultimately it was, he's referring to this second version over here, that the tube of the lung is like for this, and the this end is for the liver, and the liver is for the lung. If this is what he said, he does not know anything about Trefus. Okay, so we'll say a little bit of Talmudic trash talk over here. So the Gemara says as follows. So we'll say, so again, now obviously what Shmuel is saying through this, what Shmuel is saying is, your version of Rav is corrupted. Because we'll say, I do want to point out, remember again, that second version is Mar Bar Chiya Masni Ipcha. What Shmuel is really saying to Rav is, you're wrong. The way you're quoting Rav is wrong. Because if you're quoting Rav that way, Rav doesn't know what he's talking about by Trefus. And of course, that's not correct. He's calling Rav Abba. We'll say calling Rav Abba is a reference of what? Or is a term of what? A term of incredible reverence. So what he's saying is, Rav is my Rebbe. Rav is my father in learning. He knows what he's talking about. Your version must be corrupted. Good. Nishpar Hashed, Rav will say, Vayter. If the spinal cord is broken, then ultimately, again, the animal becomes a trefa. Tan Rabbanon, Chutei Hashedra, Shenifsak Beruba. So we'll say, what happens if the Chutei Hashedra? So we'll say, the Chutei Hashedra refer ultimately, again, to like the spinal tissue. What happens if the spinal tissue becomes detached, right? Because it's cut. So the Gemara says, Shenifsak berubo. The majority of the spinal tissue is detached. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara, I'm sorry. Chudya shedra shenifsak berubo divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, if the row of the spinal tissue is detached, then ultimately again that it's problematic. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, afilu nekev. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, even a little bit of the spinal tissue will ultimately be problematic. Hora Rebbe, ki Rabbi Yaakov. So we'll say, Rebbe ultimately again, Rebbe paskind, like Rabbi Yaakov, that even nikev b'mashu by the spinal tissue will ultimately cause a psul of trefa. Am Rafuna, ein halacha ki Rabbi Yaakov. Rafuna said, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yaakov. V'kama, so how much of the spinal tissue has to be deficient in order ultimately for the animal to be a trefa? Rubo. Ultimately, it has to be the majority. Amr, Rov Oro, Va'amrile Rov Mocho. So we'll say, so some say, Rav says it has to be the majority ultimately of the flesh surrounding the spinal cord. And others say Rov Mocho. We'll say, Rov Mocho means nerve tissue. So we'll say, is this the flesh which surrounds it, or is it ultimately the tissue which surrounds it? Manda Marov Mocho, the one who says it's the majority of the rov of the nerve tissue, Kol Shekein Rov Oro, all the more so, of course, if the majority of the actual flesh is missing, then of course it's a trefa. Lemanda Marov Oro, the one who says he's eating the majority of the flesh, Rov mocho mai. What happens if the majority of the nerve tissue is deficient? Tashma de amar nivli amar avuna. Rov bo sha'amru, rov o rov. The majority of the spinal cord, when it's missing a bosei, that it makes it a trefa, is referring to what? The majority of the flesh. So the Gemara says, sha'amru, rov o rov. Moach ze lo ma'ale velo morid. The nerve tissue doesn't have any level of impact. Rav Nassim bar Avin hava yasiv kamei d'rav. So we'll say Rav Nassim bar Avin was sitting in front of Rav. Badak berov o rov, v'kabadak berov mocho. And I will say he examined the spinal cord, both the majority of the flesh, to make sure that was intact, as well as the majority of the nerve tissue. Armalei, so he responded to him, Imrov oro kayim, moach ze eino ma'ala veino morid. So he said to him, I don't know, we learned that if the majority of the flesh is intact in Watabosai, the nerve tissue doesn't make a difference. Amara barbachana, amara yeshua ben levi, nismarech pasol. I will say, if halacha lemaisa, if the nerve tissue nismarech became liquefied, if it became liquefied, or nismasmes, it became softened, ultimately, again, the animal will be pasul. Eizuhu hamerake, look at Rashi just a moment, Rashi says, nismasmech pasul, okay, nismasmech pasul, nismai pasul, garsinan va'achut hashedrakai. So we'll say, says we're going to see, Rashi actually understands this to mean really the spinal cord itself, but it's really talking about the nerve tissue. So we'll say, if ultimately, again, it's liquefied or it becomes softened, it becomes, the animal becomes puzzle. Ezuhu ha-meracha ve'ezeh ha-mimasmasa. We'll say, what are these cases of meracha ha-mimasmasa? Ha-meracha kol she-nishbach ke-kiton. We'll say, that's if the nerve tissue spills out like liquid. If imamish just purely liquefies, then ultimately the animal will be puzzle. Mimasmasa is softened. Kol she'ino yachol lamod. We'll say any case in which the animal cannot stand. Rashi says, "Inu yachol lamod mipnei shenaset salo." Avaloko kach shayin nishpach kekiton. So we'll say this is less. So the softening is less than the liquefying. Liquefying means it spills out. So we'll say softening means it's no longer strong enough to support the animal standing. Barab Yirmiya, "Inu yachol lamod mekvedo mai." We'll say what happens if halacha lemaisa it can't stand because of its weight. Then we'll say, what's that? Look at Rashi. Mipnei kevedo, shu'av v'kavid. Aval lo nisrachek mibifnim, mahu. Choli uze shemachbido olav. So we'll say, what happens if the animal cannot stand up as a result of its own weight? Is that a deficiency in the spinal cord? Or is that just some other non-spinal cord deficiency? Teku. To which the Gemara ultimately says, that's a teku. We have to leave that for Eliyahu HaNavi. Bei Rav Amar. Amri, nismas meis pasul. If it wasn't nismas meis, we'll say, again, the spinal cord became softened, it's possible. Nismazmez kosher. But ultimately, again, nismazmez is kosher. So we'll say, what's nismazmez? Rashi says, nisroken me'amoach mitzaso me'ilov. Then we'll say, ultimately, again, some of the, Rashi's defining this as, some of the spinal tissue just becomes softened. Meis, ve'er, shemen alazor omer, be'ema shenismazmez, mocha trefa. So ultimately, Rav Shimon Elazar says, nismazmez is trefa. So he nismasmes itmar. So actually, you will say you have changed the gears. That doesn't mean nismasmes; rather, it means nismasmes. It was softened. Ini, is that true? Vaha Levi have a yosef bemasusa. Levi was one time sitting in the bathhouse, and what happened? Chazya lehu gavra bitarya lereshe. He saw a man in the bathhouse apparently like slip and hit his head very hard. Amar nismasmes muchya didain. Right, so and Levi said, this man nismazmez moche. Right, Rashi says, nismazmez moche didain doik haya alof va'omar oilo laze shenismazmez mocho. So Levi uses lashon of his head was nismazmez. So the Gemara says, lav delochai, wasn't Levi saying that unfortunately again this guy's not going to live? Amrabai lo lomar she'ino molid. Levi felt that he hit his head so hard that what? He was going to become sterile. So I'll say, see, interestingly enough, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, "Rasheino molid toldos ha'ish min hamoach hiba." So I'll say, so obviously the ability to reproduce is ultimately, Rashi says, rooted in the brain. Ba shagit hanasha shayerach v'git hagviya kulan mechubarin. Then again, I will say, so I'll leave the anatomy lesson to the doctors. But ultimately, again, Levy thought that he had hit his head so hard that this would prevent his ability ultimately to reproduce. But again, not Chas V'Shalom cause him to die. So we'll say, so again, obviously you can hit your head hard enough to die, but that wasn't what Levy was concerned about. So we'll say, so again, what we begin to see, first of all, we'll say, when it comes ultimately again to the spine, so the way the Rambam paskins ultimately is, it's nismarech. If the spinal material becomes liquefied, then ultimately again that would go ahead and cause a trefa. The softening of the spinal, of the nervous tissue or of the flesh or of the spine itself by itself is not the form of a trefa. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. I'm going to share with you a short idea on the parasha.